Okay, everybody, ready?
Lord, I'm signing.
See, people were asking to make sure you knew about the... Okay. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayishlach the encounter between Yaakov and the Malach. So it says, Vayivasa Yaakov Levado, Yaakov was alone, Vayavek Ish Imo Adolos Hashachar, that he was in a wrestling match with this Malach until Adolos Hashachar. And then it says, Vayaki lo yocholo, Vayiga b'kaf yirecha, v'tak b'kaf yirech Yaakov b'yav ko'imo. V'yom ha-shalcheini ki olo ha-shachar. So he says, shalcheini, the Malach says, ki olo ha-shachar. So he says, v'yom lo ha-shalcheini ki im berachtani. Okay. So, somehow, at Adolos ha-shachar, the fight ended. This encounter. So what happened? I understand why. Just at Adolos HaShachar, Adolos HaShachar is the exact time that it was dawn. So that's when the encounter ended. Why? So the Gemara says in Chulin on Daf Tzadi Aleph on the base on page 3. Hayom Shalcheini Yala Shachar Amalo Ganovata Kuvusisato. Understand? Yaakov said, the Malach says, I have to go now. So Yaakov said, what are you Ganov? That you're afraid once it's daytime someone's gonna catch you, that you know at night you could hide, but in the daytime so you have to go, you know. Shemidar Misyari Minashachar, you're afraid of the daylight? No, so he says, Amalo Malachani. Sama Malach, umiyom shenivraisi, lo nigiyaz mani lo mar shira arachshav. He says, I'm a Malach. A Malach sings shira. So he says, it just happens to be that I just got a call from Shemayim that it's my turn to, just conveniently, you know, I never was called before. Like, you know, you get called for jury duty. I was never called before since I was created. But now I just hear that I'm being called to so I have to leave now. So it's a very strange Gemara. In other words, it's like he's saying, like, okay, I have to leave. You know, we have to end this fight because I'm getting beaten up. So I have to end this fight. And you know, I think they're calling me now in Shemayim to sing Shira. So, well, all of a sudden, so what does this mean? He just made an excuse, and all of a sudden he says Miyom Shenivresi, from the day I was created, it was never my turn yet. But now it's my turn, you know, like Lavdil, like Drew do it. It's your turn now. It happened to be my turn now. Very convenient. So you can leave. It happened to, so what does this mean? So there is a sefer called Avodas Yisrael. Avodas Yisrael was the Koznetzer Magid. It was a very famous Magid. Yisrael of Koznetz. So he says the following. He says, what's this idea? He says, Shemati Omrim Shem Chochem Echad, Perish HaMedrash, Omer Malach Liakov, Hiyazmani Lomar Shira, Tzarech Bir, Shemiyom Shenivra, Saro Shal Esav, Lo Giyazmanu Lomar Shira, Arayom Shal Nilcham Biyakov, Omrim Yekol Malach, Eno Omer Shira, Vizimra Labore, Rak Al Chesed Shebor Lassos Rutsono. Lamashal Malach Michael Shapol Ritzono Melamed Zchus Al Yisrael Magbir Chasodim Tachlis Niver Azom Hashira. In other words, when does a Malach sing Shira? A Malach sings Shira when he fulfills his mission. Now, it's different Malachim are here for different missions. Some are to destroy Sodom. Some are here different. They have different Tafkidim, and when they fulfill their mission, what? then they sing Shira. So what is this Malach? This Malach is known, the Sarosh al Esav that started up with Yaakov. So what's his mission in life? So you know what his mission in life is? He's the Yetzirah. His mission in life is to make it hard, make it a challenge for a human being. So when does he fulfill his mission? Because what's the point in this world? You know, it's brought down in this farm. Why do we come to this world? Why don't we, you know, just go straight to Gan Eden? You know, what's the point of this world? The point of this world is, if we would go straight to Gan Eden, so the Sfarim write, that would be what's called Nama de Kisufa. That would be Lechem Shalbusha. Meaning, when you get a free handout, it's Busha. So we come to this world that we should earn Olam Haba. And then when we earn it, so it won't be something we have to be embarrassed for, because we came to this world, we did mitzvahs, we did chesed, we learned, so we earned our keep. And then we come, so this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes it that it shouldn't just be a piece of cake. Makes it with a measure of challenge. And that's why Hashem puts in the Yetzirahs in us, and desires to do things we shouldn't do. And that's what this Malach represents. It's the Sarosh al Esav, it's the Yetzirah. But when is the Malach considered that he did his mission? When he made it difficult? But his ultimate goal, his ultimate success of the Yetzirah is when he's defeated. Because that's the point. Hashem wants us that we should win out. But Hashem wants it that we should have a challenge and then overcome the challenge and be successful. And then is the time that the Malach fulfilled his mission. So the point being, what the Kosher Magna is going to say in a second, is the following. That the success of a Malach is when he fulfills his mission. And then he sings Shira. But he only fulfills his mission, the Sarosh al Esav, when he's defeated. But no one yet, what he means to say is he never sang Shira, is because no one defeated him so unequivocally like Yaakov. So that's what he's saying, that Yaakov beat him. Oh, now I have to sing Shira because I was defeated. And no one defeated me in such a defeat like I did to Yaakov Avinu. So that's what Nachzul in Yenin, left side, second paragraph. Not because he wasn't on the schedule yet to sing Shira. It's because he never really fulfilled his mission. Because his mission was to make it difficult, but his success is when he gets defeated. Because the Malach wants to be defeated. Because Hashem puts these Malachim of the Yetzirah in the world, not because he wants to make it bad for us. He wants to make it good for us, but he realizes that it'll only be good for us if we have a real challenge and we overcome the challenge. And that's going to be, you know, what's good for us. So no one ever defeated him in such a strong terms like Yaakov did. That's what he said. So that's what he means. Right now I have to sing Shira, because now I fulfilled my mission, because now I made it difficult, but I was defeated. Oh, that's the success. He says, "Nachzol in Yanenu, Shamalach Hanal Adayin Lo Omer Shirim Yom Shenivra Shloya Odom Shekivsho Legamre." No one totally defeated him, Kemo Yaakov Avinu, Shlimo Da'avon, the Shleim of the Avos, Shia Ben Peidal Shonim, Hebrew Kuvroso. And that's why he says at the end of the piece here, Shalcheni on page 5, Ki Allah Shachar Yigiz Mangol Shorah Tochach Nivrosi, Baruch Hashem Shapalti Pulosi. In other words, I did my goal was to make it difficult, but my success is my failure. Now, the Sfarim write, why is Yaakov Avinu the one who was able to overcome the Malach in a way that, because we know that the Iker way that Chazal tell us to combat the Yetzirah, in other words, if a person is idle, so that's the worst thing for him. You're idle, you have nothing to do. So then you can have all types of thoughts and all types of things, and especially in this day and age where, you know, the computer age, where you can be totally enveloped in the computer and just a couple of, you know, and there's so much you know, there's so much good, but there's so much not good on a computer today. So if a person's idle and he's involved in that, so then that could take it. So Yaakov Avinu was the Omer HaTorah. Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Olam. He's the Yoshev Olam, Yaakov. So Mimela, the one who can combat the Yetzirah the most is the person who's what? Who's the one who has the most Torah in him. And that's what there's a famous Rambam, the last piece in Yisurei Bia, in page 6. He says, V'chein yinog l'srachek min haskok min hashikrus. A person has to stay away from over levity and drunkenness, midivrei agavim, also profanities, she'elu gormim gedolim, v'chein malos shall arise, because this can cause incestry. V'lo yeshe b'lo isha, and he shouldn't be without a wife, she'minek zegorim latar yisera, Gedolim is called Zos Amru Yifna Atzmo Machshavoso LeDivrei Torah. In other words, because if he's involved in Divrei Torah, then he doesn't let these other things creep into him, because and it says the Rambam this Loshon V'Yarchiv Daito B'Chochma. He should Yarchiv Daito B'Chochma. We're going to see the Noam Megadim writes. It means he should expand his mind with Torah. It means he should learn Be'Ian. Because he's learning about Ian, then he has to think about it. So he's constantly thinking about, oh, the sugya that he did, and his mind is engrossed. She'ein machshevas arayis miskaberes. Because where does arayis play its biggest role? Ela b'leiv panoi min hachochma. If a mind is divorced, empty from chochma, so then all these other things could filter in. And that's the what the Rambam writes. And that's what the Noam Megadim says, that he says that that's pshat in the Rambam. Take a look on the page 7 in the Noam Megadim. Go further down to where I put the arrow. Where he quotes the Rambam, the first word was Sof Hilchos Yisrei Bia. Two lines from the bottom. So he says, what does that mean? Next page, page 8, first paragraph. V'inei nosim, v'inei. Fifth line. V'inei nosim lisponim ba'omro. Shelo dailo mashakosiv yifne asma machshavo ela. Yachiv daito b'chochma. What does that phrase mean? Hakavana ki halomid b'li iyun kam shetovlo. Because even if you're learning and you're not really fully engrossed, it's still a good thing. But eino kamo hamamiku ma'ayin b'iyun rav omek b'torah. But a person who's delving deep and really thinking about it. So that's the ultimate. Because when you think about it, you're totally engrossed, and that's going to stop all the yetzaharas from creeping in. And that's why the pshat in the Kozhna Tzamagid, why did Yaakov, the one who was the most successful in beating the Yetzirah, and then now he says, oh, I finally fulfilled my mission, because my success is my failure that I got overcome, is because Yaakov is what? Is the one who's Yachiv Da'ato B'Chochma, because Yaakov is the Ishtam Yoshev Olim. And with that he explains also the pasuk in Vayetze, when the pasuk says by Naftali, Naftulei Elokim Niftalti im Achosi. So what is Achosi? So Achosi literally means your sister, but Chazal also point out the pasuk in Mishlei on page 10-11, Emor Lachochma Achosi At. That Chochma has to be so familiar with you, like your sister, just like you know, like your sister is also to you. So too, it's such a familiar thing, like your sister. So Chochma is called Achosi. And the Naftule, the word Naftali, means you're totally engrossed. Like Psil Tcheles, like by the tzitzis, is wrapped around. So you're wrapped around the Chochma. Naftule Elokim Niftalti Imachosi, with the Chochma, because that's what the Noam Megadim says, because that's the ultimate way of learning. And that's what he quotes also the pasuk. On the next page, that's going to the chokhmah is gonna what? Is that pirashno kosuv meovei tachmenu ki ki beinyan liman haTorah gam kol hayodim ki mitzvah sasehu? But he says a person has this with the yetzahara. So that's going to help him thwart it away. Okay, so and that's the famous Chazal in the Gemara in Sukkah on page 13, where it says, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, im pogal l'cha menuvel zeh. If the menuvel, I mean this terrible thing, the Yetzirah starts up with you, mashcheu l'beis ha-medrash. You should bring him to the beis ha-medrash. Meaning, because if you're going to involve yourself with Torah, so that's the ultimate is what's going to cause the Yetzirah to be away. That's why in general, even persons not learning, the worst thing a person could have in life is to be idle. Any stage in your life, a person always has to be active, you know, doing things. Because if his mind is, you know, is not involved in something, so then, you know, it's not a healthy thing. And especially if you can fill it up with Torah, that's the best thing. As the Gemara says in Kedushin, in Lamed Amid Beis, in page 14, Amar of Yitzchak, Yitzchak shal odom itzchadei shalov b'chol yom. That the Yetzihara always tries new tricks on a person every day. And that's what the Sefer Lev Aaron says. That's why, on the bottom page 27-28, that's why a person always has to have new thoughts and learning, you know, always have to new things, new ideas, because just like the Yetzihara is always coming up with new strategies to try to get us away from Torah, And the Torah is also besides the practical thing that the Torah is gives us something to think about in a constructive way. Also, the Torah creates shmira. The Torah protects people. There's the fact that you learn Torah that's a protection. But the Mefarshim say it only protects if you respect it. Because there's a famous Chazal. Take a look on page 19. Pasuk in Melachim. That's the Haftorah of Chai Sara. It says, Melech David Zaken. The king Melech David was an old man, Baba Yomim. Feichkasu Babgodim. So he was chilly. He was cold. So they put on clothing on him, Velo Yichamlo, and it wouldn't warm him up. Why not? So Chazal tell us in Masech Brachos on page 20 here. Amar of Yosi Barachanina, kol ha-mevaze es ha-begodim, sofa eino nene mehem. Shenemar ha-melch David zokim baba yomim. In other words, David tore the clothes of Shaul. So he did something that was disrespectful to the begodim. So midah keneged midah, the begodim didn't have, a beggar normally you put on a coat, it warms you up. But since David was not what respectful for whatever reason, he tore the big day shawl. So it says, "Vayokov David vayichros as knaf hamiel asher lo shawl." So then, it didn't help him. The beggar didn't. So that's what the Rav Yitzchak of Peterburger says. You know, Chazal tell us in the Gemara Nedarim above Metzia, page 21. Why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? The Gemara says, "Shei mevarchim b'Torah tchila." Because we didn't make a Birkas HaTorah. So what's pshat in that? So Rav Yitzchak Peterburger, the Kochvei Or writes here on page 25, and the Chidah has a similar idea. is, see, Torah, honestly, they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It's very strange. So the answer is like this. The Rav Itzel of Pederberger writes that they did other Averis. But the question is, how come the fact that they were learning Torah didn't save them from the other Averis? The answer is, Torah only will help you if you respect the Torah. So if you respect the Torah, then it'll save you, it'll protect you. Just like the Beged will only warm you up if you respected it. If you didn't, then it's not going to have that potency to... So that's the idea, that somebody who's machshiv Torah and respects Torah, so then the Torah will have that positive effect. And that's Yaakov Avinu. Not only he learned Torah, he respected Torah, so therefore... So therefore the Torah that he had was going to be the strongest thing to protect him, so he was the ultimate person who was able to combat the Yetzirah. So this is the first time, he says, I'm saying Shir for the first time in my life, because I never met somebody, the Malach says, who was able to beat me the way Yaakov did. And the only way he did it was because of Korach, his Korach HaTorah. Because again, you sing Shira when you fulfill your Tafkid. The Tafkid of the Yetzirah is to make it, give us a run for our money. But he's only considered successful when we beat him. Because Hashem wants that we should all be successful in this world. But the point of this world, it shouldn't just be a piece of cake. Or else then, what's the earning, you know, that shouldn't be Nama Tekisufa when we get to Olam Haba. So it should be something that, you know, there are challenges in life. But, you know, but Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, he gave us something that could combat the challenges of life, and that's the Torah, and that protects us, and that only protects us, and it gives us something constructive to think about, because the Torah is huge. I mean, you know, the Torah is, believe me, we can be here for 50 years and we still won't finish everything. That's okay, but the idea is we have something that we're thinking about, and something that we respect, and will help us to lead productive lives. Because in this world, there's so many temptations, and there's so many temptations of Arayas, temptations of Gezel. There's so many Yetzirahs that exist in the world. And the Torah's Tavlin, and Kiddushei Torah, we have to have always learn new ideas, new packets, new things, because the Yetzirah is coming up with new things. So we have to, that's what the Lev Aaron says. So we have to combat it. And if we don't properly respect it, then just like the Rav Itzel writes, the Torah is, just like David HaMelech, the clothes didn't warm him up, because at one point he showed something that was a lack of respect to he tore the big day shawl. So v'yechasu b'begodim v'lo yicham lo. And that's the idea. So it wasn't just a coincidence that the Malach is just trying to get out of it. He's saying, oh, I just heard a call. They called me for Shira. I have to go now. No, it was because at this point was the first time that he fulfilled his mission, because his mission was to make it hard, but ultimately to be defeated. So right now, he was defeated. But the person who can defeat the Yetzirahs and the challenges of life is always to have, throughout your life, some shaykhis with Torah and learning Torah. And of course, when you're in yeshiva, you have a whole set up schedule. But whatever you are in life, you always have to have some type of, you know, and different things work good for different people. Some people, Daf Yomi works good. Some people, it's not for them. Other things work good. But whatever it is, and you'll see, you know, the Torah has that ability. And Ezra Hashem, that should be, as we titled it, Vayevik Yishimo Koch HaTorah Keneged Yetzahara. Because there are temptations in life. There's so many, especially persons in the workforce, and there's so many different things in the workforce of, in terms of honesty, in terms of men and women together, all types of different things that go on. But the Koach HaTorah has to give us that strength to keep us in the proper check. And that's Yaakov Avinu's struggle with the Malach. And ultimately the Malach says, oh, finally I can sing Shira, because finally I was defeated in the most
strong way, and that's everyone is Yaakov on his level. Everyone has to have that measure of thinking in Torah, and the more you engrossed, as the Yachiv Daito B'Chochma, as the Rambam says, and that's what the Noam Agadim says. And the more you're engrossed in something, so when you're totally thinking, engrossed in something, it takes away all the other temptations and the other thoughts. So Be'ez Hashem, that's the schus we have here to be in yeshiva now, to learn Torah in a very formal way, and Be'ez Hashem throughout your lives, there are always going to be opportunities to learn, especially in this generation. There's so many different svarim in Hebrew and English things to learn, and the positive aspects of the computer, the shiurim and things like that. But we fill ourselves in the proper way, so that will change us, and that will make sure that all the evil forces will stay away, and we should all live productive, happy lives.